Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us, and put a little pep in your step with the nice weather that occasionally shows itself. And to that end, we're going to be talking about Walk Kansas. Take it away.
Yes, it's that time of year again, hard to believe.
For real.
One of our most well-known programs, Walk Kansas, is back for another year. If you have never heard of Walk Kansas, this is a favorite that Extension does every spring, and it's a health initiative that promotes personal health and well-being, really encourages people to adopt healthful lifestyle habits. And it's primarily a team-based program, although you can choose to do it alone. And basically what it is you can form a team of 4 to 6 people, or like I said, you can just do it on your own. We call it a solo. You can do a solo program. And you and your team exercise. You can do it together. You can do it on your own. Sometimes team members don't live in the same town, and that's fine. You don't have to be close to each other. But the goal is to exercise, and then you log your exercise minutes. We have a website that you would log into. You have your own login name and password, and you go in and you log your miles. There's a map that you can follow where your team is at, and there's different routes in Kansas. There's different challenges that your team can pick based on how much you exercise. We have challenges through Kansas that are harder, and then some that are a little bit, and by harder, longer distance, which means you have to exercise more every week to get to the end. Or we have routes that are a little bit shorter for teams that may exercise a little bit less. But you can follow your team on the map and see where you are in Kansas as you log your miles. And this is an 8-week program. It starts on March 26th and runs through May 20th. So every week, even every day if you want to, you can log your miles and see where you're at. You can also log your vegetable intake. That's optional. You can log your cups of water. Anything that helps to motivate you to adopt some of these healthy lifestyle practices that we know are good for you. So it's a great program. It's fun to log in and see where you're at, where your team's at. It's a $10 fee. Here in the Meredosine District, Lynn and Miami counties, we do weekly prize drawings for different gift cards. And then at the end, we do a grand prize drawing for a couple fitness watches, something that we've been fortunate enough to be able to do in the Meredosine District to make our Walk Kansas program a little bit more fun each week with weekly winners. So registration is open, and in the Meredosine District, our registration is open until April 3rd. You can even start a little bit late. If you get signed up late, you can still join and make up that time that you missed with the program actually starting on March 26th. But you have until April 3rd to sign up. Of course, we recommend that you try to sign up by March 26th so that you get in on that first day of logging your minutes and logging your exercise. And then, of course, the program ends on May 20th. So to sign up, you can go to www.walkkansas.org and sign up your team if you want to be the team captain, or you can just sign up yourself. If you decide that you want to gather up a team, or maybe someone recruits you to their team, a lot of times the team captain will go in and enter in everyone's emails, and then you just have to wait for that email that says, click on this link and to finish your Walk Kansas registration. So super easy. If you have any questions, you can always call our Mound City office, 913-795-2829, or our Paola office, 913-294-4306.
And the biggest thing out of all of that, in addition to the health benefits and everything else, is just the fact that it's just plain fun. I've done it before. There's the personal challenge side of, I went this far, how far can I go today? Maybe that few extra steps. Being with other people that are kind of working toward the same goal, but not really competing with each other, just a big bunch of people all having fun across the state.
Absolutely.
This is why this program is popular.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have to go ahead and sign up for that. So thank you for the reminder and for sharing the information. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw.